Okay, we're picking up the daily halacha for the halachas of the 3 weeks. We've just finished the iser of music during this time period. So now we'll move on to the iser of getting a haircut. So me'ikar adin, based on the Mishnah on Tanis Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, the Mishnah says Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Lios Besocha Asher B'Lesaper, and also L'Chabes. We'll get into the halachas of laundry later when we get into the halachas of the 9 days. But the halacha from the Mishnah is only Shavua Shechabo. It's called Shavua Shechabo. So if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Thursday, let's say, or Wednesday, then that whole week from Motzei Shabbos till that time, it would be usher to get a haircut. That is what the Mishnah states. And the Braisa, actually, on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, is going on to Daf Lamed. So the Braisa a little bit expands upon this. The Braisa says different opinions. V'asur l'saper l'chabes merish chodesh v'atanis divir Rav Meir. Meir holds that it's usher to get a haircut and to do laundry from Rosh Chodesh, according to Rav Meir. And Rabbi Yehuda says, kol l'chodesh kulo usher, what is incoming to include? I'm not going to enter Rabbi Yehuda right now. And Rosh Bag omer, eno usher l'osur Shabbos b'lvad Rosh Bag, seemingly is the same opinion as the Tana Kama of our Mishnah. And Rashbag says only Shavua Shechalbo Lios Tisha B'Av is Aser, and Rava paskins like Rashbag, and also potentially the Gemara over there continues about Rav Meir, how it's applicable. We're not going to get into that right now, but we be'etzim paskin like Rashbag over there, and the Mishnah, which says that therefore, according to Rav Rishonim, that really Me'ikar Din of the Gemara and the Mishnah would be only from Shavua Shechalbo Lios Tisha B'Av, and that is the... That is the Bahag brings that, the Rif brings that, the Or Zeruba brings that, and the Rambam also. So meaning all the major and the Rush, that it would be the Ikar Adin is Shavua Shechalbo. So there is the Shita in Rishonim already that the Minog, everyone agrees that this isn't the Din of the Gemara, but the Minog already is going to be Usher from, as early some say, Rosh Chodesh, the Sefer Michtam is Meduik like that, maybe it's Isser Minog of Rosh Chodesh. And then the Minog that we're more familiar with, Ashkenazim, that is based on the Piskei Ri'az, one of the late Rishonim, very late Rishonim, Rishonim. He already paskins that Noagim lo lechol basar for Solzapi. Actually, interesting, we'll mention that minhag, which we don't practice, or most people, maybe tzaddikim do, but most people, standard Ashkenazi practice is to have meat during the 3 weeks up until the 9 days, but he already writes not to have meat and not to get a haircut from Shivasar Batamas, and then a more common sefer, the Maharil, meaning in terms of the fact that it was the basis of a lot of Sakim of the Ramah, there are Maharil, borderline Rishon Achron, he also says that the minhag is Amos Tarpa Miyotam Batamas, is quoted all the time with the Ramah ends up quoting this in Siman Tuf Kuf Nanal Sif Dalet. He quotes this Maharil Halacha. The Ramah's lashon is a Nogin Lahachmir from Tchilas Rosh Chodesh Lenegibus, but Tesporas and Nogin Lahachmir Miyadzaim Bet Tamuz. So that's why during the 3 weeks we have the Minag to be Machmir. So the Mbir Agra, he says, why aren't we Machmir also on laundering during this time period? So he says, maybe because it's a gzera she'en rov atzibre chal naman, but people aren't going to be able to launch it for a whole week. We have enough hard time, especially nowadays, with the fact that people are changing clothing all the time. We're much cleaner. We have so many pairs of clothing that we change it a lot. So there already is hard enough for 9 days, but to add it for 3 weeks, he thinks it's a gzera she'en rov atzibre chal naman. The Mishnah Berurah, Tzivkat Lamem, over there, he quotes that svara of the grother, or Shulchan, and Oz Tazayin, he actually has another interesting theory why it is that there's a difference between laundering and getting a haircut. He thinks that when it comes to, and very mistaber, I thought it was a very nice svara, he said when it comes to getting a haircut, is that, you know, a lot of people, they take a week or two anyway, before at least a week. I mean, they usually take more than 9 days anyway from haircut to haircut. You take it usually at least once every 2 weeks, once every 3 weeks, some people. So anyway, it's not so noticeable. So therefore, they're makdim, so you should know, you should come into the time of the Tisha B'Av already with the haircut and noticeable that you're not getting a haircut. When it comes to the din of laundering, it's already noticeable right away that you're not laundering during the 9 days. Therefore, there's no need to extend the iser. That's an interesting svara of the Aruch HaShulchan. So, what do the svardim do? The Shulchan Aruch writes that in Shavuot Shechabot Tishabav it's aser l'saper like the minag of the din of the Gemara, and not any further, not adding a further minag, and that is the din of the Shulchan Aruch. There are many poskim, the Sephardi poskim in Boi L'Chai, Chavidas, Rav Avadia, he writes the minhag of the Sephardim is only Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, so I'm pretty sure this year it's on Motzei Shabbos, so L'Chora there would be nothing, there's a whole Shaila when it's on Shabbos, okay, not getting into that, because it's not applicable this year, but Motzei Shabbos L'Chora, there is no Shavua Shechal Bo Lios Bo Tisha B'Av this year for Sephardim. And there are some Sfardim, though, who are machmir for the minhag of the 9 days at least. Not just Rav Losh HaChabah, for them that would be very applicable with Big Nafkamina this year. And the Sefer Beis Yehuda, they bring that some Sfardim have this practice already from Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, Rosh Chodesh Av. Oh, and some even actually quote the minhag similar to the Ashkenazim to be machmir and facing the Shark of Anus, Rav Chaim Vital. He says the Arizal would not get a haircut already from Shavasar Batamas. So based on that result, there are some, Yaskal Avdi quotes this, he was already posted in Eretz Yisrael, he quotes that some of the Bnei Sfarad, he says, Ro'el Bnei Sfarad Linog Miyotam Batamas, again, that it seems the majority of poskim in the Sfaradish poskim say that they can be makel up until Shavua Shechalbo. Now, what about the night of Shavasar Batamas? We'll end off with this. The night of Shavasar Batamas, that lechora it starts right at Shkia. That's the chida. We quoted this before about already saying Shachianos. The people brought this down by those minhag. That's why they were upset with Rav Moshe. They quoted this chida as a raya that all the dinim in 3 weeks should kick in already from Shkia, and that would be the minhag there. An interesting shaila is what happens if you daven marav early. If you daven marav early, that actually gets into a shaila. I know when it came to the 9 days, I asked, I'm assuming you should say hu adin by the 3 weeks. I don't see why it would be any different. That there was a kila. A lot of people daven plagman chamarav every day during the summer. So during the 9 days, there was the kila that we were in. They daven plagman chamarav and asked Rav Nevin until they asked me what to do. They asked Rav Nevin until, do they have to be machmer for not eating meat for as soon as they daven marav, even though it's well before shkia. They can, and all the halachas are the 9 days. And Rav Nevin thought that there is kedai to be machmer. There are poskim or mekel, but that is a very interesting question. So that would be applicable l'chora, I'm assuming. I don't see any reason to be mechalek why that shouldn't be for the 3 weeks as well. That once you daven marav, l'chora, the dinim of the 3 weeks would kick in, even if you're davening by plaga mincha. There are those who at tzarach gadol, maybe say, in general, maybe you can be mekel by the nighttime. That is Dasa Igros Moshe, maybe Tzarech Gadol again, because he said the same thing about a wedding, so maybe there's more room also for getting a haircut as well. However, again, the same Shevet Alevi over there, he's not happy. He says that they should, even a Shas Tzarech, you cannot be more Mekel, and it would be the regular dinner 3 weeks, and you would not be allowed to get a haircut immediately starting the nighttime. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up some more halachas of getting a haircut and different practical applications for shaving and other halachas for the 3 weeks, Be'ez Hashem, in tomorrow's Daily Halacha.